Yeah, we didn't get things going early on, and that really hurt us, hurt the momentum of the team. So just looking back, we really need to, hurt ourselves early. We really need to execute early on in the game to get the momentum, because we knew, this team, they played their hats off. The Vikings, had a great game plan. They played hard today. They outplayed us today. But it's games like this that make you better, that you grow together, and there's a lot to work on from that game film, so a lot of corrections to make.
Did you do anything you didn't expect?
No, they just, we had answers. I think, I just got to execute better and put us in a better position at times. I missed some throws and, made a few mistakes that I'll continue to work at. And, as a quarterback, you can't put your team in that position to where, you make a mistake, like throw an interception or whatever it may be. So that's where you just, you keep playing football. You keep grinding. There wasn't a second throughout that game that the team didn't keep fighting and staying in it with one another. And that's why we have a great team here, is because we're gonna come back to work. We're going to be hungry like we always are, and we're going to fix the mistakes we made, and we'll be better for it.
What happened on the interception?
Just a bad throw. Just a bad throw. It's as simple as that. No, it was just a bad throw. I mean, y'all saw it. It was a bad throw.
Nick, are there times when, and I know you had to go 4 yards, but numbers that it just didn't feel like you were as good as you had been? Something that you thought, if you're trying, sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Tell me, as a player?
Yeah.
I think it's just the game of football. You're not always going to play at an extremely high level. And the one thing, I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep playing for my teammates. I'm going to make mistakes. I've told you that before. I'm not perfect by any means. I will make a mistake, but I guarantee you I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep fighting for the guys in that room. I'm going to keep fighting for the guys on that field because I love those guys. And, yes, I made mistakes today, but, I'm a person that I understand them, and I take it to heart, and it hurts. But it goes to the 24-hour rule where I'll look at the film, I'll understand it, and I'll fix it. And, I'm going to keep pushing these guys because we have a great team here, and we'll get better because of it.
You're normally very active. Today, it just didn't seem really, really active. It just didn't seem
to show. Yeah, I definitely missed some throws. Was high on a few, inaccurate on a few. And those are the things where you go back to the film and just see why it was, and you continue to work at it. And, got to make sure as a quarterback that on those plays, especially in the clutch, in that situation where it's 2 minutes or you're down, you got to keep fighting. And, I'm going to get better for it.
So what plays would you like to have back?
Well, I don't look at it like that. I don't like, it is what it is. No regrets. Obviously you don't want to throw a pick, but, that's not how life is. You can't have a play back and a do-over. So I don't even go there. I get that out of my head, and I look at it as, all right, I made a mistake. What can I do next time to not do that mistake? So, therefore, it'll make me a better player. I'm not going to let this game defeat me. I'm going to let this game make me better. I'm going to learn from it. Our team's going to learn from it, and we're going to stay together throughout this whole thing, and we're going to make each other better. That's the one thing in the locker room. Not one person, obviously you're frustrated, you're a competitor. You put it all on the field. You sacrifice your body. You do everything. At the end of the day, it's tough, but we have a great fellowship of people in that locker room that we're going to keep fighting. We're going to stick together because that's what the Philadelphia Eagles are. We're a team. We're a family. And, it's a special place. And, I'm excited to get back to work and analyze what went wrong and fix it. And I know the guys are, too, and they'll be ready to go. Yeah, you can't. In the heat of the battle, I made a mistake. I was trying to, make a block to help the team, and you can't turn back on someone and do that. And, I'm at fault. The ref made the right call. I hurt my team in that position. But, it's a learning experience, and by no means was I trying to do anything dirty. I was just playing the game and trying to make a play and help my team, and sort of, in the heat of battle, made a mistake. No, you try to not let that into your mind, because I know I've been on teams that have been injured in the past, and you fight hard. You play for those players that are injured, and they went out here today and they played hard. They played great football. you know, their offense, defense, special teams, all around the ball. They played a great team game, and they won the game because of it. And they outplayed us. It's as simple as that. You know, they, you know, like I said, hats off to them, but, you know, we're going to get better for it. And that's what I'm going to keep preaching. We will get better because of it. You know, I'm not going to let this defeat us. We have a great group of guys, and we will keep pushing forward and, you know, pulling each other along because we are a family. They were mixing up man and zone. One high, they were rolling late. They were bringing different pressures. They, you know, they'd mix in a two deep every now and then. They were, you know, they were mixing it around, but they were mainly in one high man. And they, you know, we got to make sure that we execute, you know, no penalties, no turnovers, because that really hurt us.
On the interception, what happened on that play?
I just made a bad throw. You know, I let it out there too much. I probably should have just throttled them down, and, you know, I made a bad throw. You know, can't take it back. I just made a bad throw.
On the sideline, it looked like Deshaun was pretty frustrated.
Deshaun's a competitor. And he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and I understand that. He was frustrated with what's going on because he wants to win so bad. He wants to make plays so bad. So, and everybody has their own way of dealing with it. I understand Deshaun. I understand the frustration. You know, in those situations, you know, we're all in it together. You just let him cool down a little bit, and he's all right. You know, he just has so much heart, so much passion that, you know, he wanted to make a play. I didn't put him in a good position, but the one thing I grabbed him after was just stay with me. You know, I'm going to keep firing. I'm going to keep firing. And he stayed with me the whole game. And, you know, we'll have a better relationship because of it, because it takes games like that where you're fighting all game, things aren't going right sometimes, you know, then you have a couple good plays, then all of a sudden it's not going right again, and you keep fighting, you keep building that character as teammates, as players, as a team, and eventually you're going to have yourself a pretty good team.
Throughout the season, you guys have been able to capitalize on home momentum. You get the game down to five, and there's consecutive three and outs. And those two drives, what happened to lose them momentum?
You know, execution, especially when you get into third down, you can't take sacks. You know, that's where you really have to be sharp. And like you said, momentum, we started gaining some back within, you know, we were within 5 points. That's where we really have to execute and start putting the pressure on. And, you know, they stopped us, and that's where, you know, look at film, see what else we could have done, you know, why they stopped us, and then correct it.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.